That painting you see on the wall of an art museum is the product of the artist and the times in which he or she lived. It is also the result of today, no matter how old it is. And major museums' conservators work to keep the art looking its best. Their methods are meticulous and sometimes surprising. As part of our summer series we're calling Backstage Pass, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg visits the Conservation Lab at the National Gallery of Art here in Washington, D.C.
Go in a main entrance, walk to a door that opens with a pass key, and down a long hallway.
It looks like a school that you might have attended in 1904.
Beige fake tile walls, darker beige linoleum floor. You're on the ground floor, but it feels like the basement.
It doesn't look like a museum. And going into painting conservation, G115. We don't have to show you our passports, or?
We've already scanned you coming down the hall.
I got scanned?
No.
It's for security. The conservation room is filled with priceless paintings, sitting on row after row of tall wooden easels or lying on big white-top work tables. I head down the long room to senior conservator Anne Hernigswald. I'd met her years ago on my very first trip to this backstage lab. Then she was working on one of Monet's series of impressions of the Rouen, that's R-O-U-E-N, cathedral in France, filling in tiny dots of sky that had flaked off over time.
And I watched and watched. It was like being in the artist's studio because it was so available. There it was, no frame, no fancy lighting. And I said to you, oh, please, could I just paint in one little blue dot? And you said,
no.
She had to protect the Monet, also her reputation and her job. She knew I'd tell. Anne had to mix her blue to match Monet's. Conservators must take classes in studio art, art history, and chemistry for their repair work. Sometimes guidance comes from artists themselves.
Vincent van Gogh writes back to his brother Theo and says, will you send me Prussian blue and ultramarine and three large tubes of lead white and things like that.
Earlier painters, 300 years earlier, say, leave no clues at all.
Could I try your glasses?
Yeah, you can try.
Conservator Michael Swicklick peers through thick lenses that give him a 3D view of a 15th century canvas the Italian Fra Angelico may have painted. They can't be sure because the entombment of Christ is in awful condition, freckled with pox where paint flecked off, gold on the saint's halos worn away, dulled all over from varnish that has aged to the color of caramels. Swicklick gets to work with cotton and a stick.
So we roll a little swab on a bamboo skewer kind of thing.
And then you dipped it in water.
No, this is actually a solvent.
Oh, that's the solvent.
Mixture, yeah.
Sometimes they just spit. Gets grime off nicely.
You're going after the caramel on the saint's robe.
Yep.
And you're gently touching it with the solvent in circles, light circles, huh?
Yeah. A lot of times just a rolling action, so what you want to do is minimize any chance of abrading the surface as you go.
Varnish is the enemy here. Painters or dealers or buyers put a clear coat of it on to preserve a painting or give it a nice sheen. Jay Kruger, the head of painting conservation, says over time the varnish ages and actually changes the colors of the painting.
You know, you remember that sky being blue and it's kind of green now. Or you'd remember, you know, this is a lovely silvery dress, you know, and it's yellow now. It's just a matter of that surface, that transparent layer discoloring over time. So it'll turn reds more orange, it'll turn blues kind of greenish, darkens the light colors. And in an odd way, it kind of flattens out and lightens the dark colors.
Conservators work to restore the artist's original vision. So they remove the darkened varnish. Not so fast. First, they switch on one of the seven big blue tubes. They look like elephant's trunks suspended from the ceiling. They are vacuums, curling kind of creepily down over various workspaces. They suck up fumes and smells and get rid of them. Whoosh!
You know, you don't want to have a 40-year career cut short because you're in a room full of open solvents.
Conservators tailor the solvents to meet the needs of a particular painting. Joanna Dunn is dealing with solvents so strong she needs blue rubber gloves to use them. Looking through a very fancy microscope, she bends over a 16th century Tintoretto, Allegory of Summer. The big canvas, it's more than 3 by 6 feet big, shows a Zaftic blonde reclining in a field, her right breast just peeking out from her pretty pink drape. For some reason, a parrot turns his back on her. Armed with cotton swab, skinny stick, and solvent, Joanna Dunn goes after the usual suspect, varnish.
This coating is so old, I can't dissolve it without harming the paint. So the way to do it is to soften it with the chemicals that I'm using, and then I'm going back with a scalpel, and it actually sort of becomes gelatinous, and I can kind of push it off with the scalpel.
Very carefully. At some point, she will put down the scalpel, pick up a paintbrush, and fill in any spots that are missing paint.
I'm only going to put my impainting in the area where the paint is missing. I'm not going to cover any of the original paint.
Conservators also need to get rid of paint that was applied in earlier restorations and then replace it with colors that match sometimes centuries-old originals, and do it so that future conservators have an easier time when their turn comes. So I guess Anne Hernigswald was right not to let me play Monet that day. But these professional conservators get to do it every day, going from one century, one style, to another for future art lovers. A few years ago, Anne had a Mary Cassatt, 19th century American, on one easel and an El Greco, 16th century Spain. El Greco was on another easel. The juxtaposition made Anne philosophical and something else.
Mary Cassatt admired none of the old masters the way she did El Greco. And I was practically in tears thinking, oh my God, if she ever thought she'd be literally side by side. It was very emotional, really. That's what happens in a conservation studio.
That's what happens. In Washington, I'm Susan Stamberg.